From Sidney Perley's Historic Storms of New England, The Meteor of 1787. There are recorded several instances of meteors having been observed in New England very near the earth, and that which was seen on Thursday, August 30th, 1787, was one of the most interesting that we've learned of. It passed over the country at about 20 minutes after 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It was first noticed at Stowe, Massachusetts, and it then proceeded over Exeter and Portsmouth, New Hampshire, York, Portland, and New Gloucester, Maine, being said to have been heard as far east as Frenchman's Bay. The meteor appeared to be a ball of bright and glowing fire, apparently about 6 inches in diameter, and it proceeded with great velocity through the heavens in a northeasterly direction. It left behind a train of fire about 20 degrees in length, terminating in a point which appeared near the ball like a flame, and gradually lessened in brightness until it apparently turned to smoke. Behind it was left a cloud of smoke, which settled down in the northeast and was visible until after sunset. At New Gloucester, Maine, it seemed to be as large as a 9-pound cannonball. The day before had been cloudy and wet, and it had rained quite hard on the morning of the 30th, the wind being southeast. By 9 o'clock, the wind became more easterly and the rain abated, though it continued wet and misty all through the day. At night, the wind came round to the northwest and dispersed the fog. A fresh breeze was blowing all day, and the clouds flew high till toward night, when the sky was nearly clear. At Stowe, about 8 or 10 minutes after the meteor disappeared, a noise resembling heavy, distant thunder was heard, apparently much above the clouds. Several persons that heard it said that it was like the firing of field artillery 2 or 3 miles distant. The explosions were perfectly distinct, but without intermission, and continued for a minute, being uniform from beginning to end. The noise was preceded by a flash, though the spectators could discover no cloud from which thunder or lightning would issue, nor did the sound at all resemble thunder except in intensity. At Exeter, it shook a house slightly, but there was no unnatural motion of the earth. At Portsmouth, several persons who were in their houses observed a flash of light come into their windows about a minute before the explosions began. But at York, several hundred people, who had just come out from a midweek religious meeting, watched the cloud but saw no light issue from it. The cloud was in the direction from which the sound came, and was seen some 10 or 15 minutes before the sound was heard. It attracted the people's attention from its very singular appearance. There were, at the time, a few small clouds moving across the sky toward the southeast. The motion of the meteor was in a different direction from that of the cloud, and it was soon generally believed that the cloud and the noise had no connection. At Portsmouth, the sound appeared to come from the cloud of smoke that the meteor left behind it, and the people in the town said that the explosions were repeated in very quick succession, growing less intense for the space of a minute, and resembling the report of Chinese firecrackers or the scattering fire of an ill-trained company of soldiers. At every explosion, the cloud threw out arms of smoke in every direction, which seemed to increase its size. At York, the meteor appeared much higher in the heavens than at other places, being only about 25 or 30 degrees from the zenith. Clouds apparently passed below the smoke, which continued to be visible for half an hour after the explosion ceased, and then gradually moved before the wind to the southeast. At New Gloucester, the explosions were like the discharge of several heavy cannon a short distance away, and in very quick succession. The smoke that followed the meteor seemed to be beyond the clouds in a southeasterly direction. At Portland, 3 reports like cannon were heard, followed by a rumbling noise like thunder, and the buildings were perceptibly shaken by the explosion. The common people of the time believed that the noise was caused by the bursting of the meteor in the air, though they could not understand the reason of the repeated reports. Reverend Thomas Clapp, a former president of Yale College, who was an authority on meteoric bolides and bodies, gave his opinion of such meteors as this as follows. They are solid bodies half a mile in distance, revolving round the earth in long ellipses, their least distance being about 20 or 30 miles. By their friction upon the atmosphere, they make a constant rumbling noise, and collect electrical fire, And when they come nearest the earth, or a little after, being then overcharged, they make an explosion as loud as a large cannon. A newspaper of that period said that the superstitious people of Maine regarded the meteor with awe, being convinced that the sounds accompanying it were a premonition of a bloody conflict among the citizens of Massachusetts on account of the separation of the province of Maine from the state to which it then belonged, which, they prophesied, would occur. The journal above referred to said, "The old woman at the eastward plainly heard the firing of cannon and musketry, with the regular beat of drums, and saw the ensigns of war wave in the air, and are of the opinion that it is the prognostication of the province of Maine being separated from the rest of the part of the Commonwealth, and the other part fighting them."